Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever hired a pet sitter? Well, I have for my dog, and it was a fantastic experience that I highly recommend. Tell me, do you know what it takes to become a dog trainer? Well, I would imagine it takes a lot of work and a lot of patience. Have you ever wondered about dog park protocol? Yes, you heard me right. Protocol is the word when you take your dog to the dog park. Now, would you like to learn more about finding a job in the pet industry? Can you imagine earning money as a dog walker? You know, lots of people do this and love doing it. Have you ever heard about a new website called FetchFine.com? FetchFine, like Fido Fetch. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to find a career in the pet industry? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeart Radio Talk with over 55 plus million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy the show. Now let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest has been working with dogs and their people and innovating within the pet industry for more than 20 years. She's done everything from pet sitting and shelter management to being a veterinarian assistant and a TV dog behavior expert. Her experience and passion have made her a leading expert in small business, canine behavior, and coaching people to follow their passions. She is a regularly sought after and featured on all types of media, including NPR, ABC News, Fox News, NBC, WCIU, WGN Radio, Animal Planet, the Chicago Tribune, and the Wall Street Journal. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Jamie D'Amato Migdal. Hi, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Oh, my goodness. I want to meet the person you just talked about.
That's why I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. I must confess that I am a total fanatic, addict dog lover, and my husband and I, we kind of swore off kids and animals for about 15 years, and then we bought a little golden doodle, and her name is Zoe, and she has changed our life. It's been a wonderful experience. So I was very excited about having you on the show. Now, before we begin, I'd like to have you talk a little bit about where your success story began, where you were raised, your family, and who your early mentors were.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. It means a lot to me, and I love any kind of conversations I can have where hopefully I can lend some inspiration or some insight to other people who are searching for their path or who are very strongly on their path, and it sounds like that's a large part of your listener base. So thanks a lot. I love that you have me here today, and I love your whole message and your whole energy. It's just really great.
Well, I thank you for that. And, you know, my no whining message is probably a good message for pet owners.
It is. It certainly is. Because pet owners, you know, we're a special bunch. We have a different lens on the whole world, and we play by different rules for sure. And that is a great club to be in. I mean, you know that with Zoe, how wonderful it is to be a pet owner. And, you know, it gives you a whole new way of approaching everybody. And I have always thought too, just from being a pet owner myself, but also from being a professional in the industry for, you know, a couple of decades now, that this is really cool how people are with their pets. So you can think of that in any number of situations, or you can categorize it how you'd like. But how people are with their pets is very reflective of how they are in their life.
Oh, yes. But before we talk about our pets.
Sorry, yes, you can go down that path. Yes, I know. It's so easy to go down that path, right? You want to hear about me. Okay.
I want to hear about your backstory and what kind of pets you had when you were young.
Well, I come from a family that actually has allergies and asthma and hay fever, including myself. So we had pets. We had guinea pigs and dogs. But they were always... They were always dogs that spent a lot of time outside, and they were dogs. And a lot of times we would borrow dogs, which is a very unique situation because my mom's asthma was so terrible. We always, you know, we wanted to have lots of pets. We would actually borrow dogs from friends and family to see if we could. I know it's because, you know, my parents wanted us to have experience, but, you know, the asthma was such a big deal. And so we would have these pets come and live in our home for some period of days, weeks, months, what have you. And then, you know, this is back in the 70s. So I know that is totally not the way things work now, but no, back in the 70s, pet ownership was a little bit.
Okay, we've lost her. Hello, Chad.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Do you desire more control over your money and financial matters? Would you like simple solutions to complex financial topics? Do you want more security in your financial future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, the book 101 Principles to Wealth is your answer. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's 101 Principles to Wealth by Charles Brokop. Order today.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back, and we're visiting with Jamie D'Amato McDowell, and she is the founder of FetchFine.com. Did you know that the pet industry is one of the largest and fastest growing industries in the United States? In fact, Americans are expected to spend $58.51 billion, yes, you heard me right, billion, on pet industry services and goods in 2015. This growth brings with it plenty of job opportunities as the demand for pet products and services increases. In addition, more training is necessary to ensure a qualified workforce. FetchFine is the first platform to help pet industry professionals find qualified and dedicated employees. In addition, FetchFine.com will offer the opportunity for aspiring pet industry professionals to increase expertise through online learning modules, a feature that will soon launch, as well as locate job opportunities by browsing jobs posted to the site. Additionally, FetchFine will offer high-level recruitment services for C-level and sales-type positions for the pet industry. There is a profound need to raise the educational and professional standards of this industry, and FetchFine will do just that while helping to keep the pet community connected. Plus, FetchFine offers the pet industry's first-ever cross-vertical credentials system. The FetchFine certified badge system helps candidates distinguish themselves and enables businesses to find employees with the right experience badges, include the Brand Whisperer for sales and marketing executives, or Leader of the Leash for dog walkers. I love that title. Curator of Fine Furs for pet grooming experience, to name a few. Pet lovers and job seekers can soar to new heights in prospective careers, while business owners can grow their team with a diverse workforce. To share this new career and networking website with individuals and businesses who are passionate about the pet industry is an exciting and fulfilling opportunity, says our guest today, founder and chief Fetcher at Fetchbine, Jamie D'Amato Migdal. Jamie is in the process of launching yet another industry-changing company and is poised to become the premier job matching destination for the pet industry. Fetchbine is the culmination of Jamie's two decades of experience in this industry, where she has collaborated with both sole proprietors and multi-million dollar pet care corporations. As the pet industry has been growing by leaps and bounds in recent years, it has been increasingly difficult for employers to find and to keep qualified employees. And it is one of the things that Jamie has addressed at Fetchbine. It is hard for professionals to move ahead in their careers. That's where Fetchbine comes in. It gives pet businesses and pet professionals a place to connect and grow. In addition to offer career matching services, it will offer robust tools that enable Fetchbine to increase knowledge and service offerings. This will include an innovative badging system to help professionals distinguish them. Fetchbine's site is currently in beta form, but has a growing list of paid pet care jobs posted for those looking for work in this amazing industry. It is quite an amazing opportunity that Jamie is sharing with our listeners today. And if you are interested in finding a career in Fetchbine and working with animals, this is the place to go to.
Nicholas Hazel is a senior member of the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor and author of Laughter, the Drug of Choice. Scientific research is discovering that our bodies only hurt when we don't laugh. For anyone interested in a laugh-out-loud collection of medical terms and poetical music, often at the expense of health professionals' love and life, Laughter, the Drug of Choice is just what the doctor ordered. Pam Evans has been married and divorced four times and lived to tell the tale with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too. Everyone deserves a happy life.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
And I'm pleased to announce that my book is now available at audiblebooks.com. All you need to do is download it to your iPhone or your iPad and enjoy some fantastic interviews. We're visiting with Jamie D'Amato Migdal, and she is the founder of FetchBind.com. And, you know, the pet industry is one of the largest and fastest growing industries in the United States. In fact, Americans are expected to spend $58.51 billion. You heard me right. I said billion on pet industry services and goods. This growth brings with it plenty of job opportunities as the demand for pet products and services increases. In addition, more training is necessary to ensure a qualified workforce in this uprising and this new coming pet industry. This is wonderful news for pet lovers. How did you come up with Fetch Find, Jamie?
Well, actually, I came up with Fetch Find really organically. And like you said, pet lovers. I've been a pet lover my whole life. And That brought me to becoming what I would consider to be an accidental passionate entrepreneur. So FetchFind is actually my fourth company in the pet industry. I started back in the pet industry in 1995. Mm-hmm. I heard you mention that the pet industry is now almost a $60 billion industry. When I started in 95, it was a $17 billion industry. I know the growth has been tremendous. And I got into it out of a true love of pets and a true love of people. And that is the truth of it. And it's that simple because you got to love both in order to be in this industry. There's a misnomer that people think that working with pets is really, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I want to work with people, but pets seem like, you know, that's my passion. That's where I really enjoy being. But the reality is that the beauty of working with pets is deepening your relationship with the people attached to those pets. And even for pets that don't have homes, you still get to deepen your relationship with prospective homes, prospective adopters. It's really just it's an incredible, incredible industry to be a part of.
Well, you're so lucky to have found your passion, and I can tell that you are very passionate about it. And as a pet owner, I have an immediate connection with you and what you are doing at Fetch Find. I see that you have a CPDTAKA. Yep. Now, what does that mean? what does it mean?
Well, you know how industries are. We all make up our own letters for stuff. But in the pet industry, what that stands for is Certified Pet Dog Trainer, Knowledge Assessed. So okay. I'm actually, by training, I first had a dog walking company, and I morphed that into a dog training company in order to really have the credibility that I wanted to have and to be the professional that I knew I needed to be to provide quality service and attract the right clients. Okay. I sought a path that required a level of certification, which is, again, this thing of letters that you just said, CPDT. And that's just, it's a certificate I earned after several years of working with pets, working as a dog trainer, rather, and then sitting for a many, many, many hours long exam and references, and kind of, you know, very, very akin to like a board, you know, taking a board exam for CPA or something of that nature. So it's a fairly lengthy process, several years long. And
oh,
so
really?
To actually, yeah, it's about 3 years long before you can even sit for the exam. So I was one of the first CPDTs, and it was a real honor to be able to be a part of that group. And I've maintained my credentialing ever since through continued clinical work. But now I go to lots of conferences and do lots of continuing ed.
Now, where did you go to get this certificate? Where did you train?
So I've been training for a long time. I've had a lot of great mentors, but from a framework perspective, this is the thing. See, this is why FetchFind is here. You ask a great question. I mean, the question is brilliant because here's the deal. Excuse me. The deal is that because the pet industry is so unsophisticated, and I don't mean that in a bad way, it's just a newer industry. Because the pet industry is new and emerging, and because of that, we're still kind of trying to figure out what this industry really is and how to make your way in the industry, especially as it relates to providing care for pets.
Uh-huh.
There's really no way to just say, hey, you know what, wake up one day, I want to be a dog trainer.
Yeah.
I mean, see, that doesn't really exist, and it didn't exist for me either. So what I did is I put together a trail of breadcrumbs, found some incredible mentors, went to a bunch of conferences and programs through different universities, and went to a bunch of different states, and just really followed the education, followed the knowledge trail. And at some point, I was able to gather enough hours, start a company, and provide the dog training service, which allowed me to sit for the exam. So the exam is through an association of ours called the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. Really kind of boring stuff, but the point is that your question is so brilliant, because it's really why how FetchFind came to be, because the reality is that there's a whole bunch of amazing pet lovers out there who would love to figure out how to work with them. How can I work with pets? How can I train dogs? How can I groom dogs? How can I start my own daycare business? How can I become a volunteer in an animal shelter? There's no way to do that. So FetchFind was created for me watching the industry and having so many companies and so many employees for so many years. And, you know, it just seemed so obvious that this was a missing piece, a way to have people have a web, you know, have a website where it really brought those, brought people opportunities and brought opportunities to people.
Well, you sound like you're an amazing innovator, and you've stepped right up to the plate and provided something that pet lovers like. You know, as a dog walker, I think I'm in training, because I walk my dog in the morning. We take a short walk in the after around lunchtime to get the mail. And then at 4 o'clock, we go to what we call in our community Pooch Park. And it's the dog park. And 4 o'clock is a great time, because I live in a pretty much a retirement community. So in this community, if you don't have a dog, you might as well move out.
I love that. I love the people. I love that hearing that. Why our industry is so strong, by the way. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And because the dogs have become the children, our children, and we meet every day at 4 o'clock, which happens to be cocktail time.
Ironic.
Yes. So our pooch party is very, very well attended, especially on the weekends. And it's funny, when my grandkids come to visit, of course, their highlight is going to pooch party, and they know all of the dogs. And as far as the people they meet, they say, well, that's Oliver's mother. Or
that's Carly's
father. None of these adults have names. You identify them by what dog they bring to pooch party. And it's just a wonderful thing to have an animal in your life when you get older. Don't you agree?
I do. I think it's a wonderful thing to have an animal in your life at any stage. But I think that certainly at different periods of our life, animals serve different purposes. And, you know, I was mentioning to you earlier that I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I, you know, I'm a very busy entrepreneur, and I'm traveling a lot, and I have a lot going on, but having a dog, having in our case 2 dogs, is really, I mean, it's really important to me. I, you know, it's different than when I was in my 20s or 30s and single. I always had multiple dogs, 3-4 dogs. And as I kind of moved into this next stage of my life, I really realized that I wanted a different type of dog and a different kind of environment with my dog. But it's really interesting to hear you say that, because, you know, I don't think you ever, if you're a dog lover or a pet, we'll just call it a pet person, because it could be cats or birds or ferrets. It doesn't really matter. It's all, you know, it's all about giving love to a furry creature. If you're a pet person, I do think that there's no stage in life where it doesn't work. I think that you always, I think pet people always find a way to make it work, even if it comes down to having a fish. I think we have a need as human beings to connect with and care for others. And in some cases, it's people, many cases, in some cases, it's animals. And I think, you know, kind of the bigger the world gets, the more that we have a need for that. And I also think that that relates directly to the explanation of growth that we're seeing in the industry, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's kind of basic. If you really, really just kind of step back and think, why is this industry so evolving? Why is it such a rich industry, literally and figuratively? And it's because we have needs to take care.
Oh, absolutely. And 60 billion is quite an impressive number. But you know, Jamie, no matter what age you are or at what stage in life you are, the unconditional love that you receive from an animal, any animal, is something that will carry you through the tough times. As I said earlier, we had 4 children and we had horses, cats, dogs, guinea pigs, you name it. We had animals just all over the place. And then we took a break. We took a break and we had about 15 years without kids or animals. And
but you got back to it. You had to get back to it, right?
Yeah, and it's having that unconditional love from that our little Zoe that makes our life. Yeah, she just adds so much to our life. Now, let's talk a little bit about how someone can prepare their dog for the first time at the dog park, because that was pretty traumatic experience, not so much for Zoe, but for me. And interestingly enough, I've just finished reading a wonderful book called Off Leash, 1 Year at the Dog Park, which was just so much fun to read. And I hope my listeners will get that book. It's at Amazon. What thoughts do you have about first time in the dog park?
Oh my gosh, you're asked. I love these questions because they're so loaded. that's like one of the we always call it a trigger question in the dog community, because there's a fierce debate whether the parks are, you know, even you know, how useful are they, and really what purpose do they serve? And really the reality is that they serve a purpose for humans first. And that's okay, I think, as long as we recognize that. You know, dog parks, January, it's a funny question, because the reality is that dogs, despite popular belief, are not pack animals.
Really?
Yeah, they're not. They're not. In fact, when they're with, when they're with other dogs, when dogs are with dogs, it requires them to engage in a process called conflict resolution, which, by the way, we're always all doing. And that's kind of what it takes to be an organism in this world, is you get into a situation and you assess the situation and you deal with it critically. For dogs, every time they're with other animals and people for that matter, there's a lot of things that have to happen for them to be able to be comfortable in a given.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry we lost her again. Chad, are you there?
We didn't lose her.
Oh, she's... I can't hear her.
Oh, you're right. We did just lose her.
Yeah. Go to commercial.
All right. We'll be back.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Are you striving to find a job you love but don't know where to start? If so, you'll want to know about Career Esteem's Find a Great Job Fast program. Learn new ways of job searching and how to find the hidden jobs that aren't being advertised. You don't have to rely on job boards anymore. Shave weeks or months off your job search. Go to careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job to learn more. That's careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job. Contact Sherry Sambersky, careeresteem.com.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Jamie D'Amato Mijal. I'm pleased to have her with us, and she is sharing her wonderful website, fetchfind.com. Jamie, we were talking about going to the dog park, or as in my neighborhood, we call it the pooch park. What advice can you give people who are taking their dog there for the first time. I know we took Zoe when she was, I think, 12 weeks old, and she was just this fluff ball who was trembling. And I was more nervous than Zoe because I was terrified of putting her in with all these other big dogs.
Sure.
What advice do you have?
Well, it's funny because that's a very, I love that you're asking. It's a very, very, it's a hot topic for dog trainers, and it's a hot topic for dog lovers, is how to handle the dog park, because it really is very anxiety provoking for everybody, especially the dog. So the fact that she was trembling and that you were picking up on that shows me and tells me that you are very tuned into her, because a lot of people don't really think about that. They just want to get to the dog park and have the social experience. But the fact that you picked up on that is fantastic. You know, dog parks are for us, for humans. Mm-hmm. There's a woman, I want to introduce a woman's name to you, because I think that this person is, she's my guru, she's my mentor as far as dog park behavior. She's actually the leading expert internationally on dog parks. Her name is Sue Sternberg, Sternberg. She's got a website, and she has books, and she has an app. And she talks.
I've got to have her on the show.
She's unbelievable. She is truly the most brilliant woman I know. And I'm saying that kind of across all verticals, not just around dogs. She's just this magnificent woman who spends all of her resources and time studying dog behavior in dog parks. And she's done incredible research, and, you know, she's at university levels. And it's really helped the dog professionals in the industry, such as myself, really be able to talk to our clients and talk to our friends about, you know, the dangers of, or the pros and cons of dog parks. Mm-hmm. So my advice is not like super awesome, because my advice is typically stay further from dog parks than closer. But except for in your case, generally, you have a great situation, which is that you have a known group.
Having
a known group, it kind of mitigates all the risk. Dog parks that are very transient and that are overly populated become very risky. And part of having a dog is to try to figure out how to mitigate risks all the time. And so I love your dog park situation. I wish everyone had that.
Our dog park.
The wine helps, I tell you.
Yeah, definitely. No whining, just wine. Our dog park situation is insane, because I can't believe this, but we actually celebrate the dog's birthdays.
Of course, I love it.
Once a month, we have a potluck where we all come together and celebrate our relationships and our love for our animals, and it's terrific therapy. And I'm so blessed to be able to share our pooch party with our listeners. It's a fantastic experience. Now,
that's incredibly unique, and it makes, I mean, it's everything that dog ownership should be about: community, love, sharing. I mean, it's just incredible. It's incredible.
And we had a Halloween party for the dogs, and they all came in costume. This is getting creepy, isn't it?
Can I tell you something? I actually judged a Halloween costume contest last weekend. I really did. I literally judged a costume contest. So I get it. I know people are about their pets. I'm a pet lover. I totally get it. We're all crazy.
Oh, yeah. I had to go get Zoe a new costume, because God forbid she go in last year's costume. That would have been unacceptable.
No, that cannot happen. Yes, absolutely. Everyone would be judging you, apparently. Oh, that's awesome.
Jamie, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Out You Go Pet Care Services, and we'll share your website when we come back.
Sure thing.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage. Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Are you striving to find a job you love but don't know where to start? If so, you'll want to know about Career Esteem's Find a Great Job Fast program. Learn new ways of job searching and how to find the hidden jobs that aren't being advertised. You don't have to rely on job boards anymore. Shave weeks or months off your job search. Go to careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job to learn more. That's careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job. Contact Sherry Sambersky, careeresteem.com.
Could your commute or daily exercise routine use a boost? When was the last time you really got the giggles? This is Adele Park, author of Yikes! Another Quirky Audiobook, inviting you to tune in, turn on, and let loose a few good laughs. Yikes! Another Quirky Audiobook is about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. A conglomerate of kooky contestants invades the polygamous community of Naval, Utah to compete in a reality show called Yikes. Things get sticky when Blue McKenna's hemp garden is ignited during an ill-fated seance. Find out what's going down in the desert in Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook. Visit www.yikesaudiobook.com to learn more. That's www.yikesaudiobook.com.
Adele's books, her audio books, are fantastic, and I highly recommend them. We're back with Jamie D'Amato Magal, and we're talking about Fetch Fine. And Jamie, briefly share your website information for our listeners.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Fetchfine.com, F-T-C-H-Fine.com, and it's a website to a coordinator for the industry. So it's for people who want to work with more animals can come on and find opportunities and apply for those opportunities right there on their website. So we're all about getting people with jobs and the right volunteers, right volunteer opportunities. It's a really innovative approach to $6 billion in that industry.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about Out You Go Pet Care Services.
Sure. My company that I started with $150 in my one-bedroom apartment. Literally, I was done with college and didn't know what to do, and working in a social business, which I enjoy the client contact. So I started a dog walking company back in 1995, which back in 1995, dog walking companies were not very relevant. They're prevalent, and my parents had a thought that I was going to be a dog walker. And I had $150 in my bank account and put it right towards business card and the phone line and went out and started marketing my little dog walking company at 24 years old.
And, love it.
I mean, this is and I, you know, apparently I have some sort of thing about, you know, I found a great place for myself. And through that, mm-hmm. I was able to grow that business. 2,000 clients and 20 dog walkers. I was able to sell the company for many times revenue. So it was a really good success for my first attempt at being an entrepreneur in the pet space. I had a really lucky go at it. I made amazing relationships. I learned a lot, and I met lots of mentors that are still mentors today, literally. In fact, here's a great story. My first client is a dog walking company. So here I am. this is a dog walker. I walk into these people's homes. You know, they're very successful. Clearly they are wealthy, and clearly they are used to having a stranger come in and take keys to their house to go walk the dog, taking a risk. And so I went through the whole process with them, and they said, you know, okay, we'll hire you. And I, of course, you know, they're my first clients. I have to pretend that I'm, you know, the seasoned entrepreneur dog walker. So they hire me, and I have a wonderful experience with them as clients. They're my client for many years, and it's lovely. Fast forward. Are you ready for this? This is my favorite story. Fast forward almost 20 years. Those people were my first investors in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I mean, that's not even a bit of an exaggeration. This is the honest to God truth. And so I think, you know, I use that story, and I don't actually tell it very often because, you know, when would you ever fit that story in? But the story is really all about the relationships that, you know, that you, that are created around entrepreneurship, around pets, around relationships, around whenever I feel like I need to have some good momentum, I just think about that story and think about this longevity that I've created. And so it all started with out you go and $150 in my bedroom apartment. And, you know,
well, you know, that is a fabulous story and I love hearing it. And thank you for sharing that. We have just 2 minutes. What are some tips for people who want to get hired this holiday season as a dog walker? And I may be one of these recruits.
So first things first, if anyone has any questions, I always say this wherever I'm at or whoever I'm talking to, you can always reach out to me, jamie@fetchfind.com. This is my life. I know what it takes to find the right job. I know what it takes to be the right person to find the right job. So if you have any questions, always reach out to me. Beyond that, obviously, coming to our website and setting up a profile and looking through our job database is obviously the most practical information that I'll offer. But really, it's about recognizing when you're working as a dog walker or any pet care provider that you're working for people. You're working with animals, but you're working for people. You're working for the business owner. You're representing their interests, and you're working for the people who live with these animals. And I think if pet care providers continually keep that in mind, we end up giving a higher level of service and really learning about ourselves on a different level and relating to the whole experience in a different way. So that's always my best advice, is to remember it's about the people as well as it is about the pets.
Isn't that great? Because, you know, it's what it is. And the industry that you have explored and are sharing with other people, guess what? Your industry is about unconditional love, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's that way around people, too. I have the most amazing staff and the most amazing mentors and the most amazing clients. I'm so lucky, and I really am. I'm just fortunate and blessed and lucky, and I have the most amazing life, and I do think it's because I followed my passion and never gave up and continue to not give up. I'm a determined, ambitious entrepreneur who happens to be in a phenomenal industry.
Okay. Well, you know, that says it all, because our show is Success Stories, and it's all about people who find their passion, and guess what? That's when success happens to you. Jamie, it's been wonderful having you with us on the show, and I can't wait to have you back again and again.
Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure, and you do such a wonderful thing for people, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Well, I hope you can come and visit us at Pooch Park someday. And to my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show with Jamie. My upcoming guests will all excite, eclectic, and energize you. This is a show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too, in your life and with your pet. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com, with your name and email, and you will get a free download. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. If that doesn't work, then have some wine, cheese, crackers, and start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Jamie D'Amato McDowell, and all of our pets out there listening today. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe, as we close with music from Sorantos.
Hi, this is Sorantos. Check out my trending rock song called Nothing to Hide. 33% of all profits for this song are going straight to the American Cancer Society. I hope you enjoyed my song. Listen to my other songs for free on my website at www.melogia.com.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.